Well, hey, everybody, it's Donna Parto, and I'm welcoming you to week three of the 90-day renewal for summer of 2016. We are not taking a vacation from God. No, we are not. Lord, we come into your presence, and we press in for more of you, and we declare that this season, rather than being a dry season, rather than being a time where we get too busy for God, it's going to be a time when we get busy for God and with God in a good way, in a positive way. This is going to be the time that we get outdoors and that we come back to life again and we engage with life and we look at the trees and we look at the birds and we look at the butterflies and we just love life. We get up and get back and go claim our lives. I tell my kids all the time, your life is not going to come find you. You've got to go after it. You've got to get a vision for who you want to be, who God has created you to be, and you've got to get up and you've got to go after that thing. And that's really what we're going to be dealing with tonight. Lord, I thank you that we are in it to win it and we are all in. God, I thank you for the group of women that you've anointed and that you've appointed to journey together. I pray that more and more they would begin to lock arms, that they would spur one another on, that they will not allow the enemy to take them around the same dumb mountain ever again of starting and not finishing. Of starting and then saying, oh, well, you know, I'm not doing it perfectly, so I guess I'll just have to try again some other time in the distant future. We're not playing those games anymore. We're believing the truth. And your truth, God, you say, Lord, that your mercies are new every morning. Every morning. Every morning. So tomorrow morning is going to be a brand new day. And those in Australia, it's already there. So we thank you, God, and we are pressing in and we're pressing on. I pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would come and that you would give us a powerful vision of what's possible for each and every one of us. Amen. Week three, we've been doing our food prep competition. I hope you ladies were in on this. It is so easy to make God's food into fast food. It is so easy. All you've got to do is go to the recipe website, or I mean, honestly, just go on to Google or Pinterest. I mean, this is all the rage now, the food in a jar, and just make sure it's God's food, healthy food. There's no need to be eating out of a box or a bag anymore. There's no need to be driving into, you know, fast food. You can make God's food into your fast food. And we've made it very easy for you. We've got incredible recipes up there prepared by a woman who's literally like a gourmet chef. They're absolutely fantastic. The egg recipe, the salads in a jar, soups in a jar, smoothies you can put in a freezer bag, snacks you can put in a freezer bag. You can do this. And really, you only need to do it once a week. Or you can recruit someone. Now, I'm out of the country, but when I was in the United States, my daughter would come over once a week, and we had kind of a deal, you know, and I would help her. You know, she could take some of it for herself, so it was a help on her grocery bill. And she would make soups and salads in a jar for a week, and they keep and they're easy. So congratulations. I don't know how to pronounce your name. I don't know if it's Fatin or Fatin Burley, but congratulations. You are just kind of the random winner. I just went in, looked, just randomly selected a picture, and it is you. So you are going to be winning, receiving from me a really cute set of Mason jars, and I hope that you enjoy them and that they're a blessing to you. Shout out and congratulations. So let's dive in and review the seven secrets for weight release. The first is to recognize that your body is on the front line of a spiritual war. This class is not superficial. This is not about vanity. This is not about foolish pride. This is not about, you know, you're worried about what size you are. No, this is a spiritual war. Your destiny is at stake. God has created you, purposed you, called you, anointed you, filled you with the power of the Holy Spirit so that you can do incredible things for him. And you don't want to be held back. That's why you're here. God told me, you know, he's going to bring women. You ladies are going to shake the world. You're going to shake your family in a good way. And that's why time with God should be your highest priority and your number one battle plan. Are you on it? You focused? Get up, get your prayer place. Congratulations to all of you who've made a place to meet with God. And a lot of you this time of year, you're meeting with him outdoors. And some of you are thinking, Donna, an hour earlier? Really? You're crazy. I'm not a morning person. Guess what? Neither am I. I left to my own devices totally a night owl. Okay? And I know what it is if you've got a hectic, crazy life. If 30 minutes, if an hour overwhelms you, 15 minutes. Have you got 15 minutes for God? I mean, yes. Believe me, the rest of your day is going to go so much more smoothly when you begin it on your knees. Number two is to do it for something more significant than a scale or a dress size. Without a vision, the people perish. And this is the way a lot of us have been perishing, dying a little each day. Does anybody recognize this cycle? You wake up feeling fat. This was me to the T. You tell yourself you're going to start today, but you don't really have a plan. So what you're going to do to lose the weight is, come on, don't leave me hanging, sisters. Help me out. Anybody else? You're going to skip the first meal to save calories. And besides, you're not really hungry. So today is the day, and you're just going to starve yourself. And that's it. You're done. No more food for you until all the weight comes off. Anybody else? Please tell me it's not just me, because this was me for like 2 decades. I'm serious. And then a few hours later, you binge out because you're starving. And then you feel bloated and you're irritated all day and you're shaming yourself. I'm such a loser. I hate myself. Never change. But then you know what? You're going to work out later. You're going to work out. You're going to burn off all those calories. Of course, then you remember you could be on the treadmill for an hour and burn about, you know, half an Oreo. But you talk yourself out of the exercise, going to the gym or the walk or whatever you were going to do. And you feel so bad about yourself. You hide away. You eat some more. Sit on the computer, playing Words with Friends, watching TV, whatever you're doing. You go to bed. You think about all the ways you failed. How much you hate your body, how much you hate yourself, how much you hate your life, wake up feeling fat and repeat the cycle. Please tell me it's not just me. Anybody else ever been there? Anybody still there? Anybody here because you don't want to be there anymore? Here's the deal. We will never prepare for battle until we found a dream worth fighting for. We will never prepare for the battle. And it is a spiritual battle. It's just showing up in your life in that cycle that we just looked at. Until we found a dream worth fighting for. And really, this is what I want you to do this week. I want you to get in touch with that why. In fact, I want you to take a moment right now to think of one thing that you will do when you've achieved your goal, something that you're not willing to do, not able to do right now. And I want you to create a compelling goal or vision. And if it doesn't get you out of bed an hour earlier, it's not compelling enough. That is the test right there. I mean, that's why I've done all these crazy like marathons and triathlons and nutty stuff like that. Because it gets me out of bed earlier. When I know I've got a specific date that I'm going to, I don't recommend it because actually I was just sharing this with someone today. Long distance running, that long, slow distance, like doing a 5K, that makes you flabby. It's actually really bad for you. I didn't know that. Of course, I've got 40 years of doing it under my belt. I'm like, how come I don't look like the women on the cover of, you know, Sports Illustrated magazine? That long, slow distance exercise running is really not very good for you. But that was a tangent. But you've got to have some kind of a goal, a vision, a dream that really gets you out of bed an hour earlier. And you're going to get a lot of help on Thursday, really. So don't miss that extra session. I mentioned that before we went live. But I'm going to do a session this Thursday at 1 o'clock Eastern time. And I'm calling it 2016 Can Still Be Your Best Year Ever. And I'm going to really dive deep on my proven 7-step system for getting results and achieving any goal. And I think it's really going to be a great, you know, like kind of an extra bonus boost to what we're doing here tonight. But I want you to think about, what is a race you want to run, a place you want to go, a face you want to see smiling again. Did you get that? Is there a race you want to run, a place you want to go, or a face you want to see smiling again? Maybe it's your husband and you want to see him smiling because you are back in your wedding dress. Or you want to see him smiling because you reached your goal and you guys promised each other that when you made it, that you were going to go on a weekend getaway. Maybe it's your kids smiling because you promised them that when you made your goal, that the whole family was going to go to, you know, the nearest Disneyland theme park, the motion, mount, whatever you've got, and you've got the whole family on board and they're excited about it. Maybe the face you want to see smiling back at you is your own. And just really feeling comfortable in your own skin again. Maybe that's it. I don't know, but it needs to be something. It's got to be something that gets you out of bed early in the morning. And if it's something that you can get some other people excited about, and they have a stake in seeing you succeed, it makes it so much easier. And remember, I do hope that you found an accountability partner in the group and you can be spurring one another on as well. Don't rely just on, oh, my husband's going to be my partner and he's going to encourage me. I hope he is, but don't rely solely on him. Find somebody in the group who can encourage you as well. And I never forget, and I'll probably talk about this again on Thursday, but I was in my car in Phoenix, Arizona, when this song by Switchfoot came on. This is your life. Are you who you want to be? And I'm not making this up, but I have in my bathroom, and the second day I arrived here in Cali, I scribbled on a piece of paper, who do you want to be? And it's on my sink. This is your life. Are you who you want to be? Who do you want to be? That really challenged me. It really shook me. I'm like, wow, that this is your life. That this is it. Is this who I want to be? Is this the very best me? And of course, that's why you're reading the book, Becoming the Woman You Want to Be, because you're not there yet. And you know, we're never going to be there. When I'm reading all these missionary biographies, because, you know, so I don't feel sorry for myself for my own little, of course, my little missionary drama over here. But so I read, you know, about Hudson Taylor and Joanna Veenstra and Helen Roosevelt and C.T. Studd and all the things that these people went through. And you know, it's a great book. It's called From Jerusalem to Irian Jaya, and it's a history. And she really just gets honest. Like C.T. Studd, the founder of WEC, died a morphine addict. I mean, no one is perfect. No one. And she shows their flaws. And, you know, the Bible does too. We're not talking about perfection. We're talking about progress, and we're talking about you having a vision for your life and who you can be that's so exciting and so empowering that you get your precious little self out of bed at least an hour earlier and at least 15 minutes. Can we start there? Build up to an hour or more? And I just want you to get back in touch, because at some point in your life, you had a moment with God when he spoke to you and he gave you a vision. And it's sometimes maybe it's hard to hold on to, but never doubt in the dark what God told you in the light. Maybe you were at a church retreat or at a service, a special conference. Maybe you were walking along the beach or up in the mountains. I don't know where God speaks to you, but at some point in your life, maybe it was last week, maybe it was 50 years ago, I don't know. But God told you what was possible for you. I've had a couple of those moments. One was the night after I became a Christian. Probably all of you have heard me share the story. But I'd been a Christian less than 24 hours, and I was standing alone under a beautiful moonlit sky, and God spoke to me so clearly. It was like he was standing next to me, and he said, Donna, I'm going to take you all over the world, and I'm going to use you in a mighty way for my kingdom. And some of you know my testimony. I won't go into the whole thing, but 4 weeks later, by then I had already read the entire Bible in the first 4 weeks of being a Christian. Went to college. And the first day was spotted on campus by a young Middle Eastern Muslim man. And the last thing his parents told him was, don't you dare marry an American woman. He saw me and he's like, that's the woman that will drive my parents nuts. I gotta have her. And he pursued me and wooed me, and he was charming and he was rich, and I went for it hook, line, and sinker. I knew everybody's like, you're not supposed to date non-believers. I'd been a Christian for 4 weeks. I'm not making an excuse, but I'm just telling you, I fell for it hook, line, and sinker. And for the next 20 years, I wasn't allowed to leave my, I mean, that's the rule in Muslim countries. You are not allowed to leave home without a male relative, and he was the only acceptable male relative. I was not permitted to leave my house without his permission and strict supervision. I remember one time, I'm really off on a tangent here, but I remember one time I asked if I could take a walk around the block. And he was like, he was stunned. He's like, a walk around the block? What kind of a woman? What are you up to? What kind of woman wants to go for a walk around the block without her husband? What are you doing? Like, could I sit on the front steps? He said, no, absolutely not. And his control over my life was so absolute that I did not dare sit on my front steps without his permission and supervision. And I just shared that with you because I don't know what's going on in your life. I don't know what road you've gone down. I don't know what you think has happened. Maybe you've packed on an extra 200, 300 pounds. Maybe you've gone bankrupt. I don't know. I don't know what right now is making it feel like, you know, whatever God told you can't happen. But I was in that for 20 years, and I can remember so many times saying, God, you said that you were going to take me all over the world. You said that you were going to use me in a mighty way for your kingdom. I'm not allowed to sit on my front steps. But God, you said. And here I sit in Cali, Colombia. Never doubt in the dark what God told you in the light. That vision that you had of the woman that you could be, maybe when you were a little girl, you dreamed of something. You can, it's still, if you dreamed it, it's still possible for you. But you got to get up and you got to fight for it. Actually, you got to get on your knees and you've got to contend for it and believe for it. And there's somebody who really needed this message because I haven't talked about this stuff in a long time. If God can take me from that mess I made to here, what can he do for you? What God can do for one, he'll do for anyone. He's a restorer. He's a redeemer. And so here's our new contest. You ready? We're going to have a vision board contest, and you are going to love this. If you really engage, come on now, sisters. Don't just, well, that's nice. People are putting up hashtag vision. What's that? Really go for it. Have fun with it. Get a vision for your life and hashtag it vision. And these are just examples of a person. They want to do retreats and workshops and go to Hawaii and reclaim, rebuild, release, have a radio show, blog show. And these, look, she just cut out pieces of paper. This is old school. This is, cut out magazines put onto a little poster board. This is simple. But she looked at all the different aspects of her life. Here's a lady. She's done this on the computer. And these are just different computer images. But she wants to dive into her Bible, drink more water, get discipleship, be hungry for God, lose 30 pounds. She's memorizing scripture, but this is her vision of what she wanted to do in this commit to the 90 days. It's just beautiful. Here's another lady. Again, you can tell that bloom was actually a word that the Lord gave her when I was praying over her prophetically. Again, these are just magazine cutouts, old school. Doesn't have to be elaborate, but it can be. I mean, there are a lot of really cool technology tools for those of you who are into it. She wanted to bloom. She wanted to see herself in a new way. And the prize for this is going to be a $20 Amazon gift card. If you're out of the country and you don't have Amazon, I'll send it to you, PayPal, whatever. But I want you to post your clear and compelling vision and, how about a plan to get there? And obviously, this is the 90-day renewal for spirit, soul, and body. So if you want to tie in with some of that, but believe me, when you have a clear and compelling vision for who you want to be and what you want to do and where you want to go, that's what inspires you to get up and make the changes, because the things you want to do and the things you want to have all require you to be a person who can step into it. That's it. It's all about who you be. Number three, understand the battle is waged. It's won or lost in your soul and not your body. And I just posted onto the audio page on the website. I actually posted two things. I posted one, willpower. And that's actually my favorite teaching related to the 90-day renewal. I'm going to give you 13 bonus audios. I used to give them the first week, and they used to be kind of a required part of the class. But as you can see, even without these hour-long teachings, people get pretty overwhelmed. So now we're just offering them as a bonus. You'll have access to these for life. But if you have time this week, I would strongly encourage you to listen to that. I also put up one on fasting. And as the days, you know, progress, I'll be putting up all of them. And by the end of them, you'll have 15 bonus audios that you can listen to based on your interest as you have time. But the fundamental teaching there is that you are the head gardener in the garden of your soul, that you are the one who needs to take responsibility for those things that are taking root in your mind, your will, and your emotions. Remember, that's your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. I want, I think, I feel. That's your soul. And every choice that we make is a seed planted in the garden of our soul. And I think I covered some of that last week. But once you have a clear and compelling vision, believe me, it is so much easier to keep sowing the right kind of seeds. Number four is to stop deleting your limited supply of willpower. And I've been doing this for 16 years, and I just see, again, some of this I covered last week, but I just want to reiterate, do what you can do and do not give any attention to what you can't do. And I watch students. I watch the students who succeed, and I watch the students who struggle. And the ones who succeed, follow this advice. Focus on what you can do and celebrate your victories. Celebrate your victories and you'll have more victories. Focus on your defeats and the enemy's already won. And beware of that all or nothing mentality. Time in his word, time in his presence, time preparing his food, and walking in creation. Those are the keys. And then number five is overcoming emotional eating triggers. That is critical to lifelong weight management. And I hope next week to be able to schedule a prayer time, and we'll really focus in on that. But I just want you to think about this, that if a friend said to you some of the things that you say to yourself, would you end the friendship? Think about that. If a friend said to you some of the things that you say to yourself, would you end that friendship? And we need to begin wielding weapons for emotional healing. And I want to give you one, and I do this every day, every day. Affirmation, forgiveness, and commitment. These are weapons for your emotional healing. I want you to stand in front of the mirror. I think each morning. Some people do it at night, but I really like morning. Maybe you want to do it morning and evening. Maybe you want to do half of it in the morning and half of it at night. You can kind of play with this yourself. But I want you to stand in front of the mirror, look yourself in the eye, and speak to yourself by name. And it's going to sound more complicated than it is. You'll get the rhythm of it. It's seven times three different areas. So seven times in a row, you're going to look at yourself, okay, and say, Donna, I congratulate you for this one. You could do at night. And then name seven specific things you did right that day. If you do it in the morning, think of seven things you did right the day before. Either way, you can make this work. And maybe tie it to brushing it to your teeth. If you tie a new habit to an old habit, it makes it a lot easier. And I'll say a lot more about that in the coming weeks and how we can kind of tie some of these habits together. But give yourself credit for what you do right. Hey, Donna, I congratulate you for having lemon water this morning. You really wanted to go to Juan Valdez and have a caramel macchiato. And there is a gourmet, you know, like a Starbucks here. They have Juan Valdez, which is better than Starbucks, and Oma, which is even better than Juan Valdez. So I could walk 5 minutes from here. And I have done it once, I will admit, in 22 days, I've done it once. And have myself, a chocolate mocha sprinkle whipped cream concoction. But you know, any day I don't do that, I can just look myself in the eye and say, John, I congratulate you because you had your lemon water. I congratulate you because you had salad. I congratulate you because when someone, quote, hurt your feelings, you immediately caught yourself and said, okay, do I really want to go around that mountain? I congratulate you because you stopped in on the Facebook group and thumbs up some people, encouraged some people, added some comments, shared your journey. You know, what? I mean, I didn't even know how to say this. I watch you ladies do this. And we're all the same. So focused on what you didn't do and what you couldn't get done and what you forgot and what you... No. Give yourself some credit. Once a day, look in the mirror. Call yourself by name and come up with 7 things you did right, preferably that day. If you want to, if something comes back to you from, hey, yay you got your college degree, or yay you got that promotion, that whatever. But this is powerfully healing because let me know, and I won't share your name, but are you like me? Are you like really super hard on yourself? And if you do something right, it's like, oh, well, if you do something wrong, bam, you're all over it. Come on. Let's just be honest. I think it's a women thing. But guys don't do this. I mean, guys will look in the mirror and they're 100 pounds overweight and going bald and they're like, yeah, I got it. I'm still looking good. Right? I mean, come on, it's just true. This is very emotionally healing. I really want you to do this. I've been doing it every day since, I think, January, February, something like that. And I really love it. What have you done right today? You'll see us from time to time. We'll post this into the Facebook group. And we really want you to engage with it. What did you do right today? Whatever we focus on gets magnified and multiplied. So please, I beg you, stop focusing on all that's wrong with you and start focusing on what you're doing right. Very emotionally healing. We all blow it. And when we do, the answer isn't beating ourselves up emotionally. The answer is asking for and receiving God's forgiveness. So you get, some of us need to beat our body. The Bible says, beat your body and make it your slave. And we don't do that. But we beat ourselves up emotionally. So what I'm saying is we need to spend less time beating ourselves up emotionally and maybe more times, doing a little bit of beating our body and make it our slaves and saying, body, you say you want to sit and eat potato chips. I'm saying we're going for a walk. We're going to go jump on that trampoline. So whatever you did wrong, whatever you feel you blew it, bow your head and ask God for his forgiveness or even to, Holy Spirit, is there anything I said or did or neglected to do that I need to just clear and get a clean slate with you? Okay. What's God, Holy Spirit, don't go on a hunting expedition or a fishing expedition for all your faults. Holy Spirit will show you. Then look in the mirror and forgive yourself. And really it is 7 times. Donna, I forgive you for marrying a Muslim from the Middle East. It was not one of your smarter moves. But we move on. I forgive you for 7 times. Again, we don't want you to belabor it, but keep a short account with God. I really think that this is a key to emotional health. Instead of stuffing, denying, and pretending, and blaming, and complaining, and justifying, and explaining, just get honest. And I don't know why, but I'll tell you, there is one thing that is just, I mean, he's the God of the impossible. The only thing I think is impossible for God is an unteachable person. Now go look at scripture. As long as you're teachable, as long as you're willing to say, you know what, God, you're right, I blew it. Or someone confronts, you know what, you're right, Susie, you're right. I shouldn't have said that. That was my bad. I'm sorry. There's hope for that. But the person who just can never own anything, it's just impossible. That's what God loved about David. And I don't want to get into big tip, but contrast Saul and David. Saul, you can tell Saul anything. You had to blame and complain and justify and explain. David, you're like, David, you blew it. You're like, you're right, I blew it. That is all God's looking for. So just get used to it. You know, just say, okay, every day. What did I do? Lord, anything you want to show me? I screamed at my kids, you know what, God, you're right. I just totally blew it. Would you forgive me? Thank you, Lord. You forgave me. You know what, Donna, I forgive you. You screamed at your kids. Why'd you do that? That was crazy. Thank God, tomorrow, the mercies of God are going to be new tomorrow. Is this making sense? Is this just totally making sense? Big secret to emotional health. Quick to confess, quick to forgive, keeping a short account with God. And then this is the last one, and this is the one that I have kind of expanded now to, you know, I'll say, Donna, I commit to you that 2016 is going to be your best year ever because I will, and then I make my seven commitments, and I'll share it. One is, you're going to get fluent. This is going to be your best year ever because you're going to get fluent in Spanish. You ain't playing. You're going to get on fire for God. You are going to be all about healing, deliverance, impartation. This is it. This is going to be your best year ever, Donna. It's going to be your best year ever because I'm committing to you right now that this is what we're going to do today. Today, we're going to go and we're going to do this thing. This makes sense? What are your seven commitments? And they could be for the year, and you break it, maybe make them practical. You know, I commit to you that today we're going to take that walk. We're going to have our lemon water. We ain't playing today. We're in it to win it. This is so powerful. I love this. And you know what's amazing, sisters? We're talking about, is this 5 minutes? I mean, is it even 5 minutes? Do you know how much healing, how much power, how much transformation would happen if you just do this, just when you're cleaning your teeth or cleaning your face? You know, I got to wash out, you know, on the inside too. I'm going to just take an extra minute, give myself a little bit of credit, forgive those things that need to be forgiven, you know, get healed, get right with God, and then make some commitments of what I'm going to do, how I'm going to show up today. This needs to be in the morning, right? This part. So you could kind of see, you know, the forgiveness part or the congratulations, you could kind of do those two at night and the commitment in the morning. Whatever works for you, I do it in the morning. But I'd be interested to hear how you guys decide to do this. I love this. And what you can do is keep your vision board in front of you and just commit afresh to that vision on a daily basis. Again, I'll dive deeper on Thursday, but that's what makes it so powerful. And it doesn't have to be elaborate. My vision board that's kept me going is like handwritten stick people on a piece of notebook paper. But it's powerful to me. And I review it every day. I've got it right here. I've got my paper notebook. Every day I review my vision, my mission, what I committed to do this year, and what I need to do today. I'm looking at it right here. I should probably take a picture of it. But Monday, June 27th. I gave myself an A+ for today, by the way. Already, even before this, I'm like, you know what, Donna, you've done it. I resolved this year with God's help to become fluent in Spanish, to put WEU on autopilot and put some money into my retirement account. And then I break it down. What do I need to do each day? I need to shine for God. And I've got that broken down. And then specific projects every day, every day, every day. What I want you to become a woman on a mission. I want you to live every day like you're a woman on a mission. You ain't playing around. We've developed a saying in the spring class. She ain't playing. She's on a mission for God. I got to get up. I got to get going. I got to get moving. I got to have my salads in a jar. I got to have my soups. Got to have my bone broth. I'm making bone broth. The people here, they're just appalled. They cannot believe that I make chicken bones and eat. They're just astonished. But they also eat margarine and think it's good for them. So, you know, you take it with a grain of salt. Anyway, I need to keep moving. I hope this is helping somebody. When it comes to exercise, little bits with consistency will take you further than fits and starts. Do your 20-minute walk, bounce for 4 minutes. This is so easy. This is so doable. Yes, you have 24 minutes to exercise. Yes, you do. I don't care how busy you are. You really do have it. And then last, true biblical fasting is essential for health, vitality, and lifelong weight management. If fasting is something that you're interested in, again, I have just posted a full 1-hour teaching, and I've put that on the audios tab. That's where your affirmations and your scripture memory recording is on that same page. Audios, it's on the furthest to the left on the website. I've added that as well. You can feel free to listen to that. And next week, I'll be looking at the different types of fasting. And I think you'll find that really, really fascinating. And just kind of recapping our 6 steps to renewal success. You're reading the book. You're loving the book. I supposedly wrote the book. I love the book. Because it's all just God's word. And God's word is anointed and powerful. I've been through that book so many times. I don't even know how many times. And I still love it. So I hope you're being blessed. Listen to the weekly training as those are being released. And the affirmations, the scripture audio, the scripture memory. Here's a way that you could add these to other activities. Listen to the affirmations for 15 minutes. It's perfect for your walk. It's 15 minutes out. When you get to the end of the affirmation audio, turn around and go home. It's a half-hour walk. Bam. I mean, that's a nice walk. The scripture memory, those are 5 minutes long. That's perfect for, I don't know if I told you about the Pomodoro. If not, I'll cover it in weeks to come. It's a little device on your phone. Maybe I mentioned this. I use it all day. I mean, the days that I use it, let me put it this way, I'm so much more productive. And I did use it today, and I felt great. So you work for 25 minutes or whatever you're doing, some focus tasks, then 5-minute break, and I get up and I do my stretch bands, or I do, you know, I lunge across the floor. That would be a great time to listen to the scripture memory audios and, you know, do a stretch band or something easy. You could do it while you're cooking, while you're cleaning, while you're driving. Just get into a routine of listening to those audios. And the bonus training, I said that if you're a first semester student and you feel overwhelmed, don't worry about the bonus trainings, okay? I'm going to start releasing those, but just stick with the affirmations and the scripture memory audios if that's, you know, that's enough to keep you busy. Watch the daily video, join the weekly webinar, and meet others in the Facebook group, and maybe get together with your accountability partner. Maybe you want to text them, or some people call on the phone. Facebook message, whatever you want to do, and get in touch with them in a more personal way. So you've got it's like Jesus with the disciples. You know, you've got the big Facebook group. You've got these sessions with me, and then maybe you've got, you know, some other ladies you're getting to know in a little bit more intimate way. Let's just wrap up here. Change your life through little bits with consistency. This week, I want you to change your focus. I want you to get a vision. Obviously, I want you to focus on the big picture and the vision for your life. But I also want you to change your focus away from what's wrong with you and all your shortcomings and failures, away from what you can't do, toward the bright future God has for you and toward what you can do. 90-day renewal is all about additions. It's not about subtraction. Week 1, we added time with God to your schedule. We added lemon water before your breakfast. Hopefully you've added a whole food supplement. We encouraged you to add as many veggies as you can. And we made that easy with the soups in a jar and salads in a jar and smoothies. We asked you to add a 15-minute walk, and maybe if you could afford it for everybody, but maybe add some bouncing on a mini trampoline. And then week 2, we added these bottom ones. We added 64 ounces of water a day at least. We added 5 minutes to your walk. That bumped it up to 20 minutes. And then we added a minute to the bouncing. That took it up to like 4 minutes. And we added 2 eggs to your daily eating plan. Now, week 3, the only thing that we're changing, the only thing we're adding is adding a salad to your lunch. And you'll notice that as the 90-day renewal progresses, we'll be adding more and more things. But if you stick with it, by the time we're on week 13, you'll have a complete new, you'll completely change your life. You'll change the way you eat, the way you live, what you do, how you feel. Totally transformed. Your marriage, your relationships. I mean, we saw in the other class, a woman, or was it last semester, but her prodigal son, she was able to make a trip, across the country because her daughter-in-law became a Christian and it opened the door for her to restore her relationship with her son. It's just amazing the stuff that God begins to do. Again, I wanted to just give you just kind of an overview of the eating plan. I don't want to dive too deep on that, but let's just do the morning routine. If you're setting your alarm for 30 to 60 minutes earlier, we gave a compromise. If you can't do that, start with 15 and build up, but don't do the snooze button thing. Have your cup of warm lemon water, add some coconut oil, get some fat into your diet. Go to your prayer place, complete the day's reading in your book. Take a morning walk if you possibly can. The later in the day it gets, the less likely you are to get any exercise. And that's just true. So if you could possibly do it in the morning, that's ideal. And that's our focus right now. Let me go ahead and pray. And if you have any questions, comments, we would love to hear from you. So Lord, we just thank you and we praise you that there is a hope and a future for every one of us. And I can't imagine anybody has made mistakes as big as me. But that's, you know what, you're bigger. You're bigger. Your power is greater. And you are able to accomplish anything and everything that we've ever dreamed, more than we've asked or imagined. And I pray, God, that these women will really press into this, really, really seriously press into it, and dare to recapture that vision, to rekindle the vision of the woman that you created them to be. And I ask that in Jesus' name, amen. And I would love to hear from you. Questions, comments? What is God doing in your life? Can I help you? Can I support you? We want to hear from you. So feel free to raise your hand. We're so blessed. Let's see. Looks like we've got Raya or Raya. You'll have to help me pronounce that. Need to make sure your microphone is on green. We should be able to hear from you now. Yes, I can hear you. We are hearing you.
So what shall I do?
Raya, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, did you want to share something? You had your hand raised.
Oh, did I? Uh-huh. I didn't realize. I'm still unable to do any exercises because of the torn cartilage on my knee. So I'm not sure what else I can do.
Is your goal to lose weight?
Sorry?
Do you have a goal to lose weight?
What's that? A goal to lose weight?
Yes, is that what you want to do?
Definitely, but it's just I can't do exercise.
Yeah, okay, so let me encourage you. Exercise is the smallest part.
Okay.
Weight loss is probably 90% a combination of what's eating you and what you're eating. Exercise is the smallest piece of this. The reason, and I covered this in the original webinar, the reason I advocate exercise is not to burn off calories. It's because it's healing for your soul just to be out in creation. So just sit, if you have a deck or a porch or a garden or somewhere that you can sit outdoors for 30 minutes and just be in God's creation, That's very healing for your soul. But don't listen to that voice. Again, what do we just say? Don't focus on what you can't do. Because exercise is literally maybe at the max 20%. At the max.
Okay.
It's what you're eating and what's eating you. Those are the two things. So let me pray for you. Sure thing. So Lord, we just pray for our sister, and we pray for everyone who's feeling like, you know, Donna, there's some aspect of this that I can't do. And so what do I do? And I think she maybe speaks for a lot of people. And God, I ask supernaturally that you would do this work. And maybe listening to this replay again will help. Because maybe it's a new way of thinking for a lot of people. And it's a radical new approach where you decide, I'm not going to give any time or attention to what I can't do. Because the minute you give attention to what you can't do, the enemy's already got you. He already won. That skirmish is over and he won it. Does that make sense? Somebody else, you know, raise your hand. Let me know. Is this starting to get through now? Because this is a huge obstacle for probably most of you. The minute you focus on what you can't do, what you didn't do, you're already defeated. That's why I want you to really shift your focus. What can you do? What can you do? And what did you do right today? You know, you came to the live webinar. I mean, you're off to a good start. I put you at the head of you're way at the head of the class. You signed up and you showed up. I mean, that's a huge part of it right there. Can you have the lemon water? Can you have more? Can you add the coconut oil? Can you have more of God's food? Can you spend more time in his word? Can you spend more time in his presence? Can you get outdoors somehow and get some fresh air? Can you exercise your arms? Can you get some stretch bands and exercise your arms? What can you do? Really powerful. And it is a shift. It's a totally different way of looking at things. And I really hope that helped. Did that help anybody? I'll hop down. See if there's any questions, comments. Oh, Carolyn got a gift. She loves it. She's happy. Wonderful. Someone's saying, yeah, I hate that cycle of Dune. Yeah, there will be a replay of Thursday's live session. Oh, Darlene said she just heard that song 30 minutes ago. The Switchfoot song. Elizabeth said, I think we all really need this message, so thank you for sharing. Glad it was helpful. And so Elizabeth agreed with me about men. He's like, guys have endless confidence. It's true. I mean, you got this bald guy, and he's, you know, he's falling apart at the seams. And he didn't know. He looks in the mirror, he's like, yeah, I'm looking great. Yeah, I'm not surprised. A woman's like, since I signed up, I feel like I've been in a war zone. And this is what I want to tell you. Some people are like, well, wait, I signed up for this and then the war started. No, God knew the war was coming. That's why he brought you here. He knew the war was coming. And he brought you here so that you would be equipped and so that you wouldn't be alone, that you would have your sisters in the trenches pulling for you, fighting for you. So we pray for our sister right now. She says, I've got a sinus infection. I lost my voice. I feel like I'm in a war. And God, we proclaim healing and deliverance and victory. Double for her trouble right now. Yeah, I would. You're more than welcome to take good notes on these webinars. And then I will send the slideshows out to you. All the slides that you saw today, I put those together in one PDF document, and you can review that. Oh, thank you, Kristen. When is the deadline for the vision contest? Let's make it Sunday. So what would that be? Is that going to be the 3rd of July? Thanks, good catch. The vision contest. Yeah, let's make it Sunday, July 3rd. Just in time for the 4th of July. I wonder if anybody will be here next week. It'll be the 4th of July. It'll probably just be me sitting here by myself. I have eggs for dinner. Yeah, I think you could have them at any time. Unless you can ask Dr. Kristen if she has an opinion on that. But it's not unusual for me to have eggs for lunch or for dinner. If I have a smoothie for breakfast, then I'll usually have eggs for lunch. Cass says it was a great teaching. And she was really touched by the part, never doubt in the dark what God told you in the light. I'm so glad that that resonated with somebody, because I hadn't planned to share so much of my testimony. But she says that God gave her a beautiful vision early in her Christian life, 2008. You got to reclaim it. You got to reclaim it. So I pray for Kaz, and I pray that she would have the courage to reclaim that powerful, beautiful vision, and that she would just step into it. Step into it. I pray for everyone. I'd love to hear from you, ladies. What is that vision that you thought, you know what, that's crazy. God can't do that. God won't do that. That's not going to happen for me. I must just be imagining things over here. I just want you to dare to dream it again. That thing that just seems so impossible. Kristen, you're live.
Woohoo! just totally going along with what you're saying, Donna, I had a dream for like 15 years of getting a degree in divinity or religious studies or theology or something like that. And I thought, I'll never have the money. I'm not smart enough. I'll never get it done. It'll never happen. And I just kept repeating that. But it was still there. The desire was still there. And one day, 3 years ago, God said, it's time. And I got a scholarship. I got loans. I got everything I needed in like 2 weeks' time, because I applied late. and now I'm 6 days away from officially completing the degree.
So wow.
Whatever that dream is, it's totally possible.
Wow, 6 days. You go, girl. 6 days. Wow. So, God, we just bless Kristen, and we say that she's only just begun. She's only just begun to live. She's only just begun to live. There's so much ahead of you. There's so much ahead of you. God, I thank you that her gifts make a way for her and that you're going to do a new thing in her life. We just praise you. Someone sharing, I was blessed and challenged by the quote you shared a week or two ago about either making excuses or doing what you need to do, but you can't do both. She said it was really convicting in a good way. Powerful testimony from Kristen. Yeah, that was really, really awesome. Well, ladies, we love you so much, and I am just so excited to see your vision boards. I want all of you to do this. You could do it with paper. You could do it with crayon. You could do it on your computer. You can make it as simple or as complicated, whatever you want to do with it. But don't let this opportunity pass you by. Take some time and dare to dream again. We love you guys, and we'll see you on the Facebook group.